Mike, I guess the signature moment of this game was in the 10th inning. Actually, there were a lot of them, but probably the biggest one was the double play turned by Paul Goldschmidt in the 10th inning. I guess he's the perfect guy for that, probably the leader in the clubhouse as far as the Gold Glove at first. Just your thought on how that one unfolded.
Yeah, a lot of Gold Gloves in that field for us. You know, the Clemente Award nominee for the Cardinals, well-deserved. And that was a fantastic play. Obviously, clearly a game-saving play. It was a high baseball IQ play. And it was one that he just kept his composure, made it, and then executed the rundown. It was a game-saver. Tremendous play by Goldie.
Kisner with that big two-run single, cash in a couple extra runs. That's not an easy spot for a guy coming in off the bench, the last guy off of the bench. Were you impressed with how he was able to get that at-bat and get those two runs?
Yeah, well, I'd go a step backwards and say Rondon's at-bat was pretty darn good, too. You know, to start that inning off and had a good plan going up there against Reed. And then you mentioned Kiz at that point, you know, Sosa had a good at-bat. And, you know, Harrison got him over. And Kiz didn't try to do too much. Got a pitch a little bit up that he could do something with, hit it hard, and huge two-run single. Obviously a complete, almost 100% team effort tonight.
Last one for me, Mike. I know I've asked you about the late runs in the ninth, in the first game of the series, but a lot of late inning offense in the last seven games for you guys. Is that the sign of a team that is essentially poised for the postseason?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's you know, we're going to need all facets of our game clicking, and you know, the offense has been good, but the adding on parts, you know, really beneficial, and was able to. You know, Stroman was good tonight. I'm sure we may have some questions about it. That's maybe further than your question was asked. But, you know, early on, I was able to scratch and call and get a couple. And then O'Neill with a big two-run homer, obviously, in the eighth. And then the three in the 11th were huge. So, yeah, adding on is critical to being able to consistently win baseball games.
Eric
Gould?
When you refer to like a team victory, a lot of times you're referring to a game like this where you use all corners of the roster. Could it also apply that you had to use all facets of what you guys do well today as well, not just the roster rates of play?
Yeah, you know what, Derek, that's a great question. And there's a lot to unpack in this game. And, you know, we're very sincere with this group, this team, the players, the staff. Obviously, we do our part. But the players are really sincere about being good in all areas at every turn, and it was completely on display tonight. You saw a lot of guys do a lot of things that were, you know, even Woody stepping off and being able to get bios on the early, you know, trying to get an early break, and you know, you saw some guys just do some really solid. You know, Erica mentioned Goldie's play, you know, more of an unconventional play. But it's one that's worked on, but instinctual to Goldie. And there was just a lot of things, again, that were on display that were little things that lead to big things. And we did some big things well also, but, you know, that was a whale of a baseball game.
Sitting that it takes a game like that for you guys to control your own destiny now. I know I asked you about that the other day, but you're saying that you need help now for the first time. You don't.
Yeah, no, we're looking at the windshield, not the rearview mirror. You know, we're looking at what's ahead, and you know, we've been doing that anyway, quite honestly. But you know, we just go play our game, and nothing absolutely changed. We still need to go out and take care of business every night.
Not too often, we should ask you about there in the middle of the game. You and your coaching staff have to separate out here on stadium. What was the situation there, and what is the fallout?
You know, things happen, you know, it's not a, you know, heat of the moment, nothing big at all, you know, brotherly love, you know, things occasionally happen, you know, cameras catch every little thing. So, you know, not to make a mountain out of a molehill because it was not that big a deal.
Still something, and the game had all kinds of twists and turns, could have been jarring, but you guys overcame that too.
Yeah, I mean, this is a resilient team. We're going to get after what's in front of us, and we're going to figure out how to take care of the next, whatever's, you know, next. And be prepared for it and take our shot at it. And, you know, there's going to be ups and downs. There's ups and downs in that game, but we figured out a way to make sure the ups ended up being where we could shake hands.
Mike, going back to that double play, and this is probably just a testament to how experienced Paul Goldschmidt is, but he has the presence of mind there to tag the bag first and fire home. We've talked a lot about the defense throughout the year. I think we even talked about it today. Those kinds of plays are executed by teams that win ball games down the stretch. How much of a morale changer was that play?
It was huge. You know, play didn't get executed. We're not feeling like we feel right now. Our game's over. And, you know, all year it's been a staple. The last several years it's been something we've, you know, and look, we've got good defensive players, but they also understand situational defense or high IQ guys. Goldie's definitely at the top of that list, which is a pretty, you know, extensive list of our accomplished defensive players. And but he knew the situation, knew where the ball was hit, you know, the speed of the ball, bags right there, touch it. And of course, Yachty knows we got a tag play, but, you know, ball beat him, and then him and Nolan executed the rundown as a winning play by winning players.
Second straight game, we've seen Alex been able to come in a pivotal moment and see the success that he is used to seeing and that you're used to seeing from him. Well, able to talk to Alex at all? I know the game just ended, but just about how he's feeling.
We know he's feeling, I think he's feeling pretty good. Yeah, we didn't have a chance to talk about that, but, you know, tremendous job by him. I mean, again, last night, tremendous as well. Tonight, you know, said he had an inning, definitely had the inning. Went out there, it's, you know, tough situation. You're starting that guy at second base. And then next thing you know, they you know, get the guy over and, you know, Goldie makes the play. He just kept his head, made pitches, and, you know, did a phenomenal job. And you know, just trusted his stuff and was in attack mode appropriately and in control of what he was doing. And stuff's plenty good enough. Alex is, you know, a special talent. And we've talked about that a lot. And, you know, appreciate his resourcefulness of being able to come back and be able to compete and work through some things. And, you know, he's another example of what a winner does.
One more from me here. Tyler, huge go-ahead home run, puts that life in the clubhouse or in the dugout that you guys were looking for. Do you think this is the most complete Tyler has looked as an overall ball player over these last couple months?
Yeah, I think the whole season would represent that. He's been consistent. I use that word a lot. He's been really good defensively. He's been an improved guy on the bases, gets his bags when they're there. But he's just taken quality at bats, hit a lot of big homers late in the game for us. Tonight, no exception to that. Not trying to do too much. He knows he's a big, strong kid, clearly, and he's just trying to put a good swing on the baseball and use the whole field, and he's driving it all over the ballpark. He's a good player. He's a multi-talented guy, and he's using all his tools.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
Bill, Ladson.
I mean, the last inning, the bottom of the 11th, the Mets tried to make a comeback, and they were short. But how were you feeling towards the end?
Well, you know, just run the mill, you know, 11th inning, you know, you sit there and, first of all, KK was tremendous. Let's give this guy some credit. Hadn't pitched in a while. He's sitting there ready to on go and stayed mentally, physically ready. And, you know, had to get a few extra outs in that inning. Made a lot of quality pitches, man, you know. Fringy double play ball that, you know, it's tough to turn a guy that's getting out of the box. You know, obviously the swinging bunt on Pilar that we don't get, but just stayed with it. And, you know, we made a decision that Baez wasn't going to be the guy, and he made his quality pitches to Javi's credit, didn't chase. And then he, you know, staying in there, making a quality pitch to end it on Almora. So, you know, we took our best shot and was able to get three outs and bring it home.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Jones?
Mike, there was a lot you guys had to execute to win this game tonight. There was one spot in this game where maybe you could have been in danger of losing it. What did you see from Cody to be able to get out of that spot with only one run allowed in that inning and then to be able to finish it up another inning behind it and really keep this game tight and competitive where it was?
Yeah, a lot of huge contributors this game. We've mentioned a lot of them. Alex, KK, Cody, Kiz, O'Neill. You know, we could name a lot more guys, but now it's time to name a few more, you know, Rondon, we mentioned, Sosa, But let's don't forget the job Cody Whitley did. He comes in with the bases loaded, one out. He's got a tough guy that, you know, ends up getting the sac fly on Conforto and retired Alonzo to keep it at a one-run game, and then went out and grabbed the sixth inning. And, you know, tremendous job, you know, really was. Tough predicament, tough situation. And I loved the way he went out and trusted his stuff and was in attack mode with quality pitches. Did a fantastic job, because I could have gotten away from us a little bit.
Talking about just that list of guys, am I correct that in the 28-man roster, you used every player you had available that's not named Miller this evening?
Yeah, that's correct. That's a fair way of looking at it. Everybody was used that was available. I mean, you know, clearly the starting pitchers weren't, but yeah, all, and you know, they were there if we needed them. Thank God we didn't. We'll need them at some point, you know, again. But anyway, yeah, you're right, Jeff.
Mike Fitzpatrick.
Mike, you got me now?
I got you, yes, sir.
Okay. Just from a manager standpoint and your team as well, just, you know, how exhausting is a game like this and nights like this to, you know, the mental grind of it to get through, and obviously coming out on top is much better, but just what's the feeling like when it's finally over and you come out on top?
Well, it's definitely a feeling of, you know, accomplishment. It's a hard fought game. You know, you mentioned the mental grind. It's something that, you know, it adds up on us, but candidly, this is the strength of this group. You know, this is a very mentally tough group. They're used to, this group doesn't give a lot away. You know, physically we take our best shot, but mentally this is a very engaged group and aware group. You know, base running, defense, every turn this group's always looking for that competitive advantage and edge, and so it's really a trained behavior to learn to have that mental toughness. But you know, when it's over and it's, you go through a, you know, gosh, a 4.5 hour game with the twists and turns of that, where there wasn't a lot of, you know, spare moments of mental relaxation for anyone, you know, you take a break from it. Right when it's done, you appreciate the fact you came out on top and shook hands. But now it's time to eat and do a lot up, and these guys get back to the hotel and get ready to strap it on again.
Thanks, Mike.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, Tom, let's wrap it up here. One last question for Skipper.
If you can take us through the emotional ups and downs of this game, particularly over the last few innings, and how you control that in the dugout.
Well, you know what? You just stay present. I can't, you know, it's something that, you know, there's a lot of moving parts of that game. And so, you know, my job's to try to not, and, you know, staff was great. They're on point. We're always looking, guys are looking in. You know, we work with our team. We do a really good job of that. Work with our staff, work their team. We're in sync. We know what we're doing, what we're looking for. There's obviously some tough decisions to make. You know, no one's asked about the five-man infield, which is fine. But, you know, you just stay present. It's the biggest thing. I preach it to myself, and I preach it to our club, you know, and it's just really about trying to manage as much as you can ahead of what's about to take place, and then know it, and then read the tea leaves on the 3, 4, 5, 8 different scenarios that could unfold, and be prepared to make the best case scenario decision you can make. And it's really just about, again, knowing what you have, knowing the matchups, doing the prep work. That's the biggest thing for me. If you're asking about how I keep it slow, I just spend a lot of time before the game thinking about the game and prepping for it and talking with our staff and creating scenarios. But when you get in a game like tonight, it just turns into a, you know, guts and guts, you know, you just figure out and you move on the fly, trust your instincts, and you still manage what you know you have, and you take your shot when you have to take it. And, you know, I felt like we did that tonight, and it worked out.